Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hello. I want to be the first to say congratulations. If you're listening to today's episode, that means one of three things. It means one, you are ready to quit your job and open up your own center. Number two, you have an existing center and you're looking to either expand to another location, or you are want to build out your location. Or three, you have a current location, you're a little strapped for cash, or the cash flow has gone down a bit, and you're thinking of new ways to inject some cash flow into your bank account. So congratulations, no matter where you are, I've done all three of those things. So you're in the perfect place. I will give you a few ideas on where you can find some money to either open up your own child care center or to keep the one that you have growing and thriving. So the first place, my favorite, is the SBA, which stands for the Small Business Administration. The SBA offers various loan programs specifically designed to help small businesses, including child care centers. Now I can tell you that they're so easy to work with. I have had four or five SBA loans. I've had one for startup. Then we had one for an expansion. And we've also had a purchase of real estate. So I've used it in a couple of different locations. So I've had quite a few loans with them. I've paid most of them off. I think at this point, we've got a very small amount left on a startup and real estate. So I feel like what I really loved about the SBA is, besides being so easy to work with, they really support women in business or minorities in business. I really love that. They also have great low interest loans and financial assistance to help you get your business running. So it isn't like they just give you money, but there's so many trainings at the SBA office. They have multiple branches. In Rhode Island, we have the Center for Women in Enterprise, which is specifically designed to help women who are opening up businesses. And if you have one of those branches near you, I would strongly recommend that you connect with them. But there's lots of different SBA options. So that's always my first, is the SBA. If you haven't checked them out, I would highly, highly recommend it. Number two are local banks and credit unions. Many local banks and credit unions offer small business loans and other financial products to help you fund your child care center. Make sure that you shop around though and compare rates to find the best options that you need. And what programs and the length and the length of the term is really, really important. And I do find if you're brand new and you're just thinking about opening up a center, usually like that's like the first thing people are like, well, where do I get the money? There really isn't the first pot. You really do need a solid business plan with projections. Now, if you're thinking of opening up a childcare center, that's great. But what I would say is there are a lot of opportunities to purchase a turnkey. And if I had to do that over again, I started not with a turnkey, but if I had to do it over again, I would say purchasing a turnkey is a great avenue because you've already have staff in place. You already have parents in place. I have a licensed building. So that means a lot of the licensing process and inspections and build out and all of that has been done for you. So that is a great option. And honestly, probably the safest of all, providing the center has a good reputation, but even that you can turn around if you're savvy and you know what you're doing. I would definitely recommend that. And then there are grants. There are many grants available for childcare centers, especially those that serve low-income families and underserved communities. Do some research to find grants that you might be eligible for and apply for them. There's also crowdfunding platforms like Kickstarter that can be a great way to raise funds for your child care center and create a compelling campaign to reach out to your network and help spread the word and raise money. Also, there's angel investors who are individuals who provide financial backing for small businesses in exchange for ownership and equity. You know, you've seen like Shark Tank. If you have a solid business plan and a compelling pitch, you may be able to attract an angel investor to fund your child care center. So I haven't really found an angel investor in my own personal sexual experience per se, but I did have a wonderful gentleman, Mr. Fred, who owned a child care center building that no longer had a tenant in it. He was ready to sell and retire and move to Florida and live his best life. And he was so kind to hold the mortgage for the building. So we bought the building from him and we put down a deposit on the building. It was a good amount, but not as much as I would have had to pay with a bank or traditional lending. And we pay our mortgage every month directly to him. And it worked out great for him, worked out good for us. And we continue to pay on the building to this day. So there are angels out there and willing to help those who are, investing into the community. I think childcare is definitely one of the areas that people can get behind. There are venture capitalists. They are investors who provide funding to startups and small businesses in exchange for equity. If you have a scalable business model and a strong growth potential, venture capitalists may be interested in investing in your child care center, but they're looking for usually larger projects. And then, of course, there's the government programs. There's various government programs that provide financial assistance to small businesses, including child care centers. So check with your local government or small business development center to see what programs are available to help you fund your business or expand. And when it comes to kids and seniors and community type of building projects, nonprofit organizations are usually very quick to get behind those efforts. So maybe a nonprofit organization can provide a grant or other financial assistance to child care centers and businesses that serve the community. So reach out to local nonprofits and see if they have any funding opportunities available. And sometimes, maybe not funding, but maybe they can give you rental space that you can use for your child care center at a much greater reduced cost, or you can share a portion of a much larger building that they have. Again, when you work with underserved communities, people really can get behind those efforts. And then, of course, there's friends and family. Don't overlook the potential of friends and family helping fund your child care center. Maybe they might be willing to invest in your business and provide a loan to help get you started, or go in 50-50. Myself and my sister, we're partners in our child care center, and I feel like there's been a lot of that. There's a lot of sisters, or two or three sisters, or a sister and a brother, or a husband and a wife, but there are a lot of family business duos or trios in the child care space, for sure, because it just makes sense, and those things go together so well, you know, they pair together well. So don't be afraid to ask and see who would be interested in going on this wonderful, exciting journey with you. And then lastly, there's online lenders. There may be many online lenders that are available for your type of small business and small business loans and lines of credit. Now, I love lines of credit because as you pay it down, you have that money to kind of put in and take out as you need. So lines of credit are really great to help, especially if you have an existing center. I have two lines. They're both pretty much paid off at this point, but it's nice to know that you have that cash flow there when you want to do a major build, or, you know, something that you can pay back quickly if you know you have other money coming in and you just need something to help kind of bridge that for you. I think having a line of credit is always great, and make sure that you do your research because they are not all the same, especially when it comes to online. I personally like dealing with local folks, but that isn't always an option for everyone. So I would say explore those different funding opportunities, and you can use a combination. You don't have to just pick one. You can do a combination, but it will increase your chances of successfully opening up your own child care center. With the right financial support, you can turn your dream business into reality and provide quality care for the children in your community. So I say, go for it. Stop waiting. Stop working for other people. Start investing in your own family. I know it's scary. You know what's scary? Working for other people, because at least when you work for yourself, you know where you're at. How many times have you seen people show up at a job not knowing that they're getting a pink slip that day? Maybe they just bought a new car or did a home remodel. I think it's scarier now more than ever, with the economy being the way it is, to let your future be in someone else's hands. And do you really want to spend so much time putting in equity to someone else. If your dream is to open up your own center, then maybe that's not everybody's dream. But if it's your dream, I say go for it. Connect with your local SBA, connect with a few of those organizations or funding institutions and see what is available for you. Again, you need a business plan and working out the numbers. Make sure that, you know, it makes sense. But if it all makes sense, I say do it. So thank you again for tuning into today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you would be so kind to take a minute to give us a review on Apple, visit us over on our YouTube page and subscribe. We have lots of videos there. And that's it. I appreciate all of you so much for tuning in day after day, week after week, and listening to my thoughts on early childhood and being a childcare director. So thank you so much. And as always, have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.